Finally this hour, the roar of New York in the Roaring Twenties. Emily Thompson is a professor of history at Princeton University, and she's been mapping the sounds, not the music, but the sounds of New York City in the late 1920s and early 30s, specifically the sounds that drove people crazy.
I do have one favorite noise complaint. A man named Mr. Schmuck called to complain about the noise of the Colonial Pickle Works factory where he lived in Brooklyn, and somehow that just seems quintessentially New York to me.
Thompson, with web designer Scott Mahoy, collected those noise complaints, along with old newsreels, and created a sound map of New York, block by block. There's the street peddler buying old clothes on the Lower East Side.
Hey, mister!
A woman leans out her window to sell the peddler one of her husband's old suits.
How much?
$6.
Oh.
Look, it's good suit.
75 cents.
Oh, no, look.
90 cents.
Then there are the street preachers in Greenwich Village.
The Salvation Army believes in old-time religion.
Amen.
Isn't that so?
Amen.
Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God for the old-time religion. It changes a man's life. A man who has been a drunkard becomes a sober man.
And in those days, his chief competition for the ears of New Yorkers? Construction. Lots of it.
There were also plenty of kids.
I'm glad you won, brother.
I congratulate you, too, for winning, Marguerite.
A brother and sister after winning a race at Hamilton Fish Park.
We sure did clean up the deer of Brooklyn.
My and Bobby happy, too.
And with all the noise all over the city...
40, 41... 42.
Something had to be done.
The noise in Times Square deprives us of 42% of our hearing.
So New York established a noise abatement commission in 1929. Here, a man uses a phonograph to help him measure the din of Midtown Manhattan.
I will now let you hear the warbling test tone by which we determine the amount of deafness due to noise.
Ultimately, the Noise Abatement Commission was not considered to have successfully solved the problem of noise in New York, as anyone who's been there today can testify.
Everybody quiet now.
Okay.
Quiet.
Noise then, but today, these sounds captured on Emily Thompson's Roaring Twenties website are a real pleasure. We'll leave you with this man and his ukulele, Coney Island, on a hot day in June 1930.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.